happy to be with you.
Good morning. It's day three. I can't believe how long it's taking me to get to Miami Beach.
Got one hand on the wheel, another on a Twinkie. Madge Weinstein, Madge Weinstein.
I'm not going to go to Wendy's because they're pro-life. Oh, look, the Florida Citrus Center. I can go get fruit.
On the road with yeast, radio, Madge Weinstein, Madge Weinstein. Little Chauncey sitting in the back seat. Beef jerky, beef jerky.
Oh, look, here's a sign. The result of sin is death, but God forgives. Repent and ask. Why? Because a big sign says so? That's stupid.
Have you ever been on the road with Madge Weinstein?
Hello, everybody. It's Madge, your favorite lesbian big dyke on the internets. I'm fat. And I'm in Miami Beach. This is another mini cast, like a mini pad you put on your vagina when your cunt's bleeding. Like my proverbial cunt is bleeding now. I am sitting here with dogs. I have been cleaning up dog shit for half the day. What happened to me? I'm just going to hold this donkey dick microphone on my big fat. It's actually resting on my blubber cunt. I have a blubber cunt stand for my microphone. I thought I'd give you an update. First of all, thank you so much for those of you who offered. A lot of people actually offered to help. I was pretty surprised. I didn't think I had that many listen turds. In Florida, considering what a horrible place it is. But a lot of people offered to help. Well, a few people from Georgia offered to help, even. And people offered to help in Florida, too. And somebody even offered to help in France, who has, a cousin in Florida. And people with relatives in Florida offered to help. And people offered to help. Let's see, who helps? So let's see, and then other people just expressed their thoughts, and I appreciate that. Let's see, Zillafag gave me a number of a boarding place. This person, Donald Callahan, actually offered to take the dog, and he lives in Macon, Georgia, so he actually offered to meet me at the border of Florida, Georgia, which I will take him up on if nothing else works out. Thank you so much. This really means an awful lot to me and my girlfriend, Gussie Iskowitz. And who else offered to help? I'm sure I'm going to forget, but let's see. We had Chubb Creek offered to help me make graphics, which is good. I mean, what else is he going to do? It's not like he's going to take the dog from Canada. I need the graphics, too. Let's see. Hannibal Lecter offered to eat Chauncey. That's another story. What did Hannibal Lecter say, Dr. Lecter? Dear Madge, there is something very wrong with... And this is coming from a cannibal, keep in mind. Dear Madge and Gussie, there is something very wrong with people who hate dogs. Very, very wrong. Lots of positive energy from Holland, Hannibal. Now, this is a cannibal telling you that. That should send something. This wonderful lady named, who is a friend of... Bicycle Mark, her name is Leslie Weiner, spelled the same way as Dave Weiner. Now I'm getting a message from Sky Panther. Lots of French guys on cam. Listen, Sky Panther, what am I? I'm a lesbian. What am I going to do with French guys on cam? Let's see, what's that address? Anyway, email that to me, will you? Okay, so just for my research. Leslie has a cousin in a brother and sister-in-law live in Coconut Grove, which is nearby. So maybe they'll be maybe they'll be able to help. So they offered some help. So thank you so much, Ms. Wine. I've already pulled the email away. And of course, Mr. McEnroe podcast offered all kinds of help. He's very helpful. The McEnroe Brent, very helpful. I feel a little bad for calling him white trash for recommending that I go eat shrimp. Because he recommended that I go eat at Bubba Gump's Shrimp Place when I'm in Miami. And I said to him, listen, why the fuck would I go to a place where they have that in Chicago? And I said, why do all white trash people like shrimp so much? So then he recommended this place called Azul, which is in the Mandarin Hotel, which I like. And I've actually been there before. That's a really nice place. Gussie and I love to go to the Mandarin Hotel. It's one of the most gorgeous hotels in the that I've been to. It's so beautiful. Maybe we'll go there soon, tonight or something. Well, there's more, but I don't need to. Well, yeah, let's see. Let's see here. Okay, so I wanted to follow up on this dog shit business. The dog shit. Let's see, I need to sign into my Gmail, so let me put this. Trotsky, shut up. I'm going to tell you why he's outside on the porch. He's outside on the porch locked away. He's been bad. By the way, I'm using Cast Blaster to record this. For now, this is my new little experiment. I've been using Cast Blaster to record my shorter podcasts and also comments to, like, Adams Curry and things like that. So far, I like it a lot. I still like using live because that's my comfort zone, and I've encountered some bugs in Cast Blaster, but Mike, who made the Cast Blaster, is always very, very interested in troubleshooting with me, and he's been very, very much more interested than I have been giving him feedback. So I'm going to give him feedback, and I'm sure he'll fix the problems. But it's really great software because it's the fastest way to make a podcast. I can guarantee you that. And it just goes straight to, it records direct to MP3. I don't know how it works, but there's no time at all to compress. It's like an iRiver where it just records directly to MP3. That's fantastic. I mean, it saves a shitload of time. Plus, it already has the tags, your album art. It's a lot faster. And it has the clips built in. Where the fuck's my goddamn password? Oh, because I put a space in. Everything sucks. Oh my God, why didn't that happen? When are these computers going to know what the fuck I meant to type? This is already past a mini-cast. I want this to be a mini-cast. All right. By the way, Podcast 411 interviewed me. Go to Podcast 411, and I'm on there if you want to hear my interview with Rob. Thank you very much, Rob. I appreciate your... Rob's been a long-time listener, and for about a year, actually. Almost the whole time I've been podcasting, Rob's been listening. Oh... Who else? I just wanted to mention these people that have been so helpful to me. James Donnelly sends his regards. Of course, Zillafay, Bicycle Mark. Steve Eddie, who's that? Steve Eddie says, Joanna Newsom sounds like Lisa Simpson. That's funny because that's true. Bailey, and Crash and Bailey live in Orlando, but they have a 600-foot place and they can't do it because they already have a landlord cunt. Brent, I told you he's been wonderful. Nathan Tia from the UFN show is a great show, and he offered some very obvious tips, which actually I'm going to take him up on, which is that basically we don't have to listen to this whore. So we're basically, and this is sort of what I'm going to do. What Gussie and I are going to do, at least for the time being, is we're going to ignore this bitch, and we're just going to do what we're going to do. We're going to keep the dog here, and we're going to go on with things as they are, because they can't kick us out, and I already gave this bitch a guilt trip from hell, so fuck her, you know? Fuck her. We'll just see what happens, and, you know, she's not the landlord. She's the niece of the landlord and the vice president of the Tenants Association. She's disgusting, and she's a whore. And if worse comes to worse, I will mention her name on the Sirius show and tell her employer's name. I don't think that's illegal. I hope not. I'll find out first. And embarrass the living crap out of her. She's a whore. You know, and just show. If you're going to be an incompassionate person, then I think the world should know about it. And I think it's time to Trotsky, you were bad. You shit in Gussie's room. That's why you're out on the porch. So just learn to live with it. So I didn't get to the shit, and I'm going to shut up now. This is it. So today, what happened is I ran out of Chauncey's food. And while all this is going on, we'll go in the hospital. I ran out of Chauncey's food. This is totally my fault. So he's been getting the science diet, plus the traveling, plus Gussie's a horrible cook, and I fed him these huge chunks of steak that could choke a horse. Thank God it can't choke Chauncey yesterday. And anyway, long story short, when I woke up, Chauncey had diarrhea. Most of it was out on the porch. Chauncey's good enough to do that. Chauncey's a great dog to the people that offered to take him, and I don't want this to dissuade anyone, because Chauncey's a great dog, and when he doesn't get sick, but when he strays from his diet, you know, when he's on his diet, he eats the Iams, you can have a couple treats, he's fine, but when he goes off his diet, he'll get diarrhea, you know? And when he has diarrhea, he'll go outside if he can. Otherwise, he'll just shit where he can. You know what I mean? So, you know, so that happened. And there was shit everywhere. So I had to clean up the shit. So first I went to my Weight Watchers Anonymous meeting because I was feeling out of sorts. So I had to go, you know, see people and sort of get spiritually centered. Read some of my book about the spirituality business. Okay, fine. So I did that, and then I came back to clean up, you know, to finish cleaning up the shit. Porch full of shit. So I poured a bunch of hot water on this tiled porch outside in beautiful Miami Beach, sunny, gorgeous, and poured out poured all the water. The water was, got a bowl of soapy water, just poured it out, and then I got one of these, you know, these electric brooms that use the water. They use water, and you know, we've gone through this. I have one at home in Chicago where it sucks up water. You empty it every 5 seconds because it holds a quarter of an eighth of a cup of shit water. So I go, I clean up, I just poured this hot water, it broke up the shit, suck it up with the vacuum, run to the toilet, spill it out. Well, I'm doing this, and I'm thinking, wow, this is working, it's clean. And then Gussie does hair, right? And she's got these rubber mats. I'm doing this in barefoot, so wouldn't you know it, I get to the nastiest diarrhea spill that I just had sucked up with the vacuum cleaner, and I fall on my ass, and the turd water goes all over the goddamn place. The turd water, and if you know what bong water smells like, it's about the same, but it's shit. It's basically like bong water. So I clean up, I basically transferred all the shit, compressed it, and then spilled it in. And I thought, you know, Murphy's Law is working. So I did that. I got the air everywhere. And anyway, I think it's clean now. I sucked it up as best as I could. I scrubbed it. I'm fat in my panties. And by the way, I did this all in my panties. I did this all in my panties on the porch in Miami Beach. That's my mini cast, and have a nice day. And that's all, I guess. I don't know. Fuck you. Ha ha ha.